Going good. The other morning when I didn't get on, it was because I got done real early. Yesterday, I didn't get home till 7:30 in the morning. Oh, what? The truck that late? That late. A little bit after 3. They have truck trouble. Busy getting the truck unloaded. I never asked. I don't know if it was truck trouble or if it was press problems.
Get the date.
I'm done and I am headed to Bojangles for breakfast.
Target. Did they ever come out with them cheddar bow biscuits?
Brought them out yet, but I'll ask this morning.
Steve, they just couldn't make you one just for old time's sake. Throw me some cheese on a biscuit and cook it up.
Biscuits is like Lay's potato chips. You can't only eat one.
We've been getting the guys at the shop here recently, well, for a while now, is the pork chop and gravy biscuit from Hardy's. Man, that thing is delicious.
Good, but I go over here to Bojangles and get sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit with mayo and a slice of tomato.
Good. Now, I love a good old steak, tomato, and mayonnaise biscuit. I haven't had one of them in a long time. We stop and get those at Hardy's, too.
Good. I guarantee you that. I can eat my weight in that stuff like that. That's probably why I got up 260 pounds at one time.
You know, I said we were watching World War II, and I sat there and ate a whole summer sausage. Good grief, that thing's still laying on my stomach.
Got it ordered, just got to get in line and wait on it now.
Yep. You in line? Is there a line down there?
3. Carol's going to be going back to the office around the 18th of June.
I'm glad of that. And so will you.
It'll be because she sits there and fusses at the computer. And then she fusses at me. So I just go in the bedroom, go to bed, and go to sleep.
Well, I went back to work yesterday, but I think she's going to quit. She's enjoyed staying home so much. Working in the garden, doing that kind of stuff, and having time to spend with the grandkids. I think she's going to hang it up.
Enough time to retire?
Retirement there. There's really no benefit, no nothing, because she's part-time. So she never got any health care or anything, no perks, no nothing. You know, and then she's been out of work since she had this thyroid cancer, and she's out of work then, and COVID-19, she's out of work that whole time, and we just, you know, never missed her salary much, so she's gonna hang it up.
Almost been through, she deserves to hang it up.
Enjoyed her work. And, you know, she didn't have a lot to do or that she could do since she had that cancer back in 2018. Wasn't a lot she could do by herself at the house. And, so she enjoyed getting out, meeting people, doing the hikes, telling people about the hikes. She enjoyed that part of it. But she's really enjoyed putting effort and energy into the garden. That's the first year we've really taken on a massive, well, I say massive, it'd be the most gardening we've ever done. And so she's really enjoyed that.
With a 2-acre garden.
We did 3 acres of tomato plants and corn. Amazing how much work that is.
I know you probably had a big garden. I didn't know Al had a garden, or his neighbors, I guess, did.
Fireman for Walden for years, and he and his wife used to. I'll never forget. He did. He had 400 tomato plants. Remember that? And these guys, well, Les was pretty old. He was in his 70s. He's gone now, but man, I miss Les. He had Alzheimer's and stuff. What a horror. I saw him suffer. That was horrible seeing him die like that. The tomato plants and stuff, the little garden we have and his wife have here, well, they're growing pretty good. They're doing really well.
I mean, my tomato plants are growing good. Everything's looking healthy. You got any going on there, Ed?
Mike, I was talking to the manager about our cheddar bows. They're going to make them again, and they wish they would make them and let them do them again. And I told him, I said, well, what about if I bring the cheese? Smiled real big. He said, I'll make them for you.
Get in, my friend.
Got to go to Hot Settlers this morning and get me some sharp cheddar cheese. Good morning, Al. Not being rude.
The hole this morning, wasn't
it? We need to get him back up on the air. I miss aggravating and arguing with him.
Cheddar transmitter going too, man. I can't. I think my antenna wasn't short. I think the cable was bad, so I haven't really had a chance to. I got to spend over $100 just to change one of the cables to get one transmitter going.
But 100 foot to just for one, or 100 foot for both?
I probably could get away with putting the antenna on the gutter for the house for the VHF, and then just change the 100 feet to get the HF going.
Total, how much coax do you need?
Everything, the whole antenna, I'm going to need 200 feet total. I got to run two cables. I could do it with 100 for now, just to get things going.
A piece, or is that 100 feet for both of them?
A lot of cable.
Got it now.
I'm holding the handy talk in right now. It shouldn't be that bad.
Medication now from that taxi.
Him come back and do what he was supposed to do. I got screamed at by the special, but I made him come over and do it. Yes, I made him and his crazy wife go ahead and help me do what he had to do. He just got straight. The worst guy I ever rode with in my life. I just let him finish the job and let him, you know, he got me for $80, but at least I made him do it. Call me again because I made his life a little bit miserable, but I kind of turned him into fast too for doing it.
What got your medicine?
Thing. Yeah, it's a big thing, you know. For sure, I got a Volvac, one of those little cheap handy cars program. The battery did come back, we threw it on charger, it charged it. Now I got to unlock the thing and figure out how I can program this stupid thing. Wild blackberries you're talking about. Those are real good for you. I think blueberries, whatever they are, the wild ones. They grow around here pretty good. It's actually good for you.
No berries.
Give them.
Biscuits.
Don't work.
Have to educate him on the bow, different bow berries.
I tell you, if he ain't had no bow berry biscuit, then boy's missing something.
Because you awful quiet.
Water, that coffee slowed his bill down. You can get back on, let you guys carry on a little bit. I'm going to wrap this down, guys.
By Treaty Oak, where I was going to go and camp. on weekends. Got three of them up on top of the hill. There's a place called Treaty Oak. It's where General Andrew Pickens and the Cherokee signed a treaty to not shoot at each other anymore. And college kids like to go up there during the summer on top of the hill where the tree used to be and camp out.
That treaty?
White man. Them white men couldn't keep a treaty with his own self, much less Native American. Cherokee finally just moved into North Carolina, and then they got rounded up by Andrew Jackson and pushed out into Oklahoma.
That's why treaties are made to be broken.
Across the lake from what time it was Big River there, before the lake covered it up. It's right across where my four great grandma shot at him that time. Trying to claim property that wasn't his, that belonged to her and her family. And she confronted him about it. He started cussing her, they said. And she reached over in the buggy and pulled out their old flintlock pistol and took a shot at him. They asked her, you know, what about, you know, she regretted anything about it. She said, yeah, I regret I missed.
And vigor come from, my friend, because she had a dose of it.
See, Friday, that apparently she did. And the cool thing is once she got older and had to use a walking stick, I've got it.
This. Yeah. Well, he's exactly in the right spot. It's amazing how critical it is to get in the right spot. You're good right here.
Radios are like women. They're finicky.
Let's get this cable. Even if I had to... I'm almost tempted to put the cheap cable on this thing just to get something going. Because I turn on the power, it works perfect up there. If I had a good cable, even with the full power, it works great.
Been hit in the head with my radio.
So, well, I just hate this stuff, but when you're running to, you know, you're running full low power, it's hard to, well, I mean, computer's only running, what, 100 something watts, maybe? Feet above sea level here. Getting up into North Carolina is a real tough shot because of that mountain behind us. Trying to run a beam and run enough power, bounce the thing over it.
Bounces.
A friend of mine out in Connecticut used to do moon bounce. A blind guy on K1PXD. He's a totally blind guy that built his own amp. 1200 megahertz vacuum tube amp, but a pair of 3500, I think it was. And you should see how clean his work was. His wire was 10 deep. He said he had to lick his finger and touch the end of the solder for every connection. He said, you could do two connections a day. And he said, I burned my finger. I said, my finger's all burnt. Yeah, I know. I've done that myself. It hurts.
If I could do it, I'd shove one of these here bow rounds through the radio to you.
A little greasy things. I mean, and I know while I'm eating them, I close my eyes and I think about just beautiful things, you know, warm and fuzzy, little bunny rabbits. But I know my arteries are squalling.
Mine are, but I always like to get extra seasoning on them.
It's a good, I don't need anything different, just the regular. Though that would add a little spice to life. It's like a party in your mouth. I mean, it's incredible.
I told the boys one time I was eating one, I said, this is so good, it just almost made me want to smack Granny.
If your granny had anything like her mama did, you'd probably get shot with a flintlock.
It runs crappy in the family on my mama's side, believe me, because it was on my mama's side. There was a guy take my mama off one time. She reached and grabbed a pistol off top of the piano. Went out there, when she walked out with that pistol, he took off. And come find out, it was one of my cap pistols. It wasn't a real one.
You know, I got a picture that I treasure. It's a picture of my grandmother standing on her porch with two of her siblings. And she was probably in that photograph around 11 or 12 years old. And the expression on her face speaks volumes, because she didn't take no lip off of nobody. She was a godly woman. She was a benevolent woman. But she didn't take no junk, because she had to raise, her dad died early with a heart attack. She had to raise her siblings. And you could tell she was a defender of that family. And you can see it on her face.
My mama that I love the most is her standing there next to her Harley Davidson motorcycle with the suicide gear shift.
Tell me she's wearing combat boots.
She had her white helmet, her white shirt, her khaki riding pant, and knee-high motorcycle boots.
If you can ride one of those old Harleys in one piece, you're pretty good.
One of them old suicide gear shift Harleys, just for sake of having it.
Motorcycles, don't you?
Kid, you're gonna laugh about it. I was up in New York State and I got in trouble, got thrown out of a drinking establishment up there. Some guy called up Jerry and I queer or something. When I was younger, I didn't have a very good sense of humor. Anyway, this morning I come in the bar and he's sitting there and he had 68 oil in this thing. And I said to him, I said, you know, it's cold tonight. I said, you better up. I'll have to go push it off. Oh, no, I got it. This little wimpy kid weighed about 135 pounds. He kicked that thing. It threw him up on the handlebar, over the handlebar, right on his head. He hit his head right on the ground. Are you okay? I said, like I told you.
Three motorcycles here. 2001 Indian Scout. I got 2010 Boulevard, and I got 2008 Road King.
The Indians are pretty cool. They're designed like an aircraft cylinder in them. They got the valve seats on the bottom are flying home, and a lot of people don't even realize the way those are designed. That you. They're real. You have a long piece to go down in to grind the valve seats in them, and you have to. The board is jugged. You gotta do it. You gotta use a. You actually gotta hone it with a blind. It's a blind hole. So you got a short stone up. They're fun. It's like an aircraft cylinder.
Boys ride motorcycle.
Me and him with the motorcycle nuts, but the other two, they ride when they get a chance.
Trips at all?
In the last couple of years, I plan on going on one before the summer's out. To make Muscadine wine. Went by. Over here, Mother's Day, he brought over a spinach quiche pie for Mother's Day. Gave it to his mama. That first one he's ever made. Turned out pretty good.
For quiche, I'm a whole bunch for spinach. My wife makes quiche stuff all the time. I have to eat it. Or I get hit over the head, but I'd be willing to try that stuff. I don't hate quiche. It's just, you know, I'm from the South. I never sit around hankering for it, but Anyway, I'd like to try some spinach, Keish. I might talk to her about doing up a recipe on that.
Look, real men don't eat quiche?
No.
He says, first thing you do is take all the environmental equipment off the car. It's a pretty funny look.
Added a lot of extra cheese to it, so that's what made it extra good.
I'm holding the candy talk to him right now. It's that bad. I'm not sure it doesn't. It's scratchy, but it doesn't sound that bad now. I can hear you guys fine.
Jangles coffee.
I got me some tea. I'm sort of hooked on their tea. Don't really care too much for their coffee for some reason or other.
Coffee
from 7-Eleven. Coffee from 7-Eleven. Because I'm destinating up here. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I hope that biscuit kind of carries you through the morning, Ed. And I know that's going to make your coffee taste a whole lot better. I love coffee with a biscuit. And then, sure as shooting now, you 7-3's out to you. Stay out of trouble, man. I'm glad you got your medication. And, Ed, get you some rest. I'm gonna be clear on your final, and I hope you guys have a great day. KK4 NXT.
I'm glad you made it in safe. Hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. I hope that they, whatever the problems are up in Knoxville, they've got straightened out, but, I'll think about you while I'm eating this biscuit, and I'm seriously thinking about going and getting some sharp cheddar cheese and taking it to that manager and getting them to make me some biscuits. But we'll catch you later. Have a good one, 7-3. 7-3's out. I'm going in the house to grab some coffee because my tea done gone. So 7-3's KM4 NFT, please.
73's catch up with you later.